My guest today on Book Notes is the astrophysicist and author Dr. Mario Livio, who is well known for a series of popular science books, including The Golden Ratio, Is God a Mathematician? A new book of his called Why? An Exploration of Human Curiosity is coming out next summer. One of the upcoming appearances of Dr. Livio will be as part of the Pikesville Speaker Series. They're going into their 15th year of these at the Baltimore County Public Library. And for this, as I understand it, you'll be speaking about your most recent book, Brilliant Blunders, right?
Correct, yes.
What a wonderful name, and how did you come up with this idea?
The simple answer is that it is kind of comforting for the rest of us that even the greatest luminaries made some incredible blunders. More seriously, however, I wanted to convey this notion that making blunders is really part and parcel of scientific progress, and indeed of any creative type process. Because when you try to kind of think outside the box or outside the mainstream, then you may make blunders, but those are sometimes necessary and also to reach breakthroughs.
So these range from Darwin to Einstein and many in between. Let's hear about Darwin's blunder.
So Darwin's blunder has to do with genetics, which, of course, we cannot blame Darwin for not knowing genetics because nobody knew genetics at the time. But Darwin adopted the theory that was prevailing at the time, which was that of blending heredity, namely that the characteristics of the mother and the father get mixed in the offspring just like you would mix paints. The blunder was in the fact that he didn't immediately realize that if that were true, evolution by means of natural selection could never have worked. Because, let's say that having the color black gives you an advantage, then in his theory, that would have meant that the whole population should turn black after many, many generations. While if you have the black and the white mixed like paint, you get gray and the black disappears, in fact, after one generation. So that could not have worked. So this was a very serious blunder, and it was pointed out by an engineer named Fleming Jenkin.
How does the writing life ally to the scientific life? How do those run in parallel for you?
Well, I always felt that at some level it's the obligation of the scientist to convey what they are doing to the general public, to really make people participate in the excitement of discovery. And as a result of this, I was always giving many popular talks. And, after years of doing that, at one point I said, look, maybe if I write a book, that will reach a larger audience. You see, I still like best the research part. So I choose books in which typically I'm not a complete expert, that I know something about but not a lot about. And then I have to study them in order to write the book. And that really is the thing that I enjoy the most.
It's been such a pleasure to speak to Dr. Mario Livio, who will be on the Pikesville Speaker Series at 2:30 on Wednesday, October the 19th at the Pikesville Library in the meeting room there on Reisterstown Road. More information is on the Ivy Bookshop website, and just go to the events tab, theivybookshop.com. Thank you so much, Dr. Livio, for coming in. Wonderful to talk to you again.
My pleasure.